Joining me on the line now is an interview that I've been looking forward to. Rabbi Dovid Hasdan, the Dean of Torah Academy and a passionate advocate for building bridges of understanding. Yesterday, he led a unique event called the Circle of Life, bringing together 10 students from different faith backgrounds to learn about each other's religions, share experiences, and foster respect. This initiative is part of Rabbi Hasdan's broader vision of promoting dialogue, tolerance, and unity in our diverse society. Rabbi Dovid Hasdan, who is the Dean and former principal of Torah Academy Boys High School, thank you so much for joining us on the line. If I can start off by asking you, what inspired this Circle of Life initiative?
Thank you so much for having me on. So firstly, I have to correct that it's actually not called Circle of Life. It's called Cycle Life.
Sorry
and
about
the reason that. The reason that it's called Cycle Live is that when we began it in 1998, there was a huge campaign for road safety, which was called Arrive Alive. So we turned the Arrive Alive into Cycle Live, and we had a motivation that was universal and that would give us a mission that would cross all the different cultures and different religions. But that's a detail. We began this in 1998, which was 4 years after the new South Africa. And I felt passionately that we could do something that could move hearts, that could move minds, which is the hardest thing to change. Just change the way people think. And together with my grade 11 students, I was teaching them Talmud, I was teaching them Gemara. We came up with this idea that we're going to invite students from Soweto, which was as good as across Africa for us then. I didn't know anybody in Soweto. And we reached out, and through the Interfaith Commission, we found each other, and we had a partnership that began and flourished. And over the years, it grew. So it's been a very exciting event. We've just entered into Volksrust on our second night, and a lot of bridge building, bonding, and visits to schools, and singing, and song, and music. It's just been exhilarating.
What is the format of the event, and how do you create a space for open and respectful discussion?
So the format is that it is a cycle ride to Durban, but we are not dealing with seasoned cyclists, so it is a relay. And there's a bus that follows and support vehicles. And every 10, 15, 20 kilometers, we change the riders. The riders that we're on get onto the bus. They're talking, they're discussing, and there's guys on the road. And the fostering of understanding is just by having some kind of motivation, vision, purpose that is beyond the differences that we have. And not in a way that needs us to sacrifice or to compromise our individuality and our individual spaces and religions and religious practices, which we often think we have to do. We think in order to reach out, I've got to be less than me so that somebody else will understand me better. What happens if I'm wearing a yarmulke and I look Jewish and I act too Jewish? Will I be able to touch the soul and heart of somebody else who's very different to me? And this is exploring the fact that is specifically when we're proud of our own individual cultures, religions, and languages, when we're proud of ourselves and strong in ourselves, we can hold the suspension bridges that connect the two sides that are trying to get together. So that's part of the exercise as well.
Rabbi, you mentioned, where are you now?
In Volksrust.
So you left yesterday. How long will it take you to get to Durban?
We get to Durban on Thursday afternoon. We still have to get, last night was near Grevelingstad, tonight Volksrust, tomorrow night Ladysmith. We're not on the highway, we're using the old roads, which are longer. And then Howick, and the last day we do the Comrades route into Durban. But this morning we stopped in Grevelingstad and we visited the school. And it's not a particularly endowed school, it is a poor school. And we brought stationery for them to use. It's going to be enough for the whole year. We brought gifts for every single child, the smiles, the happiness. They sang songs for us, and we sang by this stage. The guys from Orange Farm and Soweto are singing, Hey Veinu Shalom.
Amazing.
They can sing with us. And then we're singing in Sotho. We're singing different songs because music is able to just cut across and open up hearts beyond the differences that normally divide.
So how many children are taking part, and every year is it different students?
Yeah, every year it's grade 11 students. So it would be that class of that year. This year we have a group of 34, but that includes a medic and includes a few leaders. So there are 28 students. We don't have a group, which we always were so grateful to have, which was a group sent from Israel, sponsored by Partnership Together, to join and to also learn about being together and about seeing this beautiful country. You ride on a bicycle from Johannesburg to Durban, you see things you never see, not from the airplane window, not even from our car windows on the highway. So the group is smaller, but because we don't have the Israelis, we did include a group from Cape Town Torah High, which is a sister school in Cape Town, and that tried to fill the ranks of the missing group, and there's a lot of electric energy.
How many hours did the students cycle for today?
So we begin straight. We started with our prayers, with our davening. We brought a Sefer Torah with us so that we could read the Torah and we could have a proper davening. And then we went to visit the school from at about 8 till 9, 9.30. And from 9.30 until literally now, when I got the call, I was just unloading the bus. And then I realized that it was the time to get the call from Chai FM. So we're on the road the whole day. We eat on the road. We just move the whole day. And so everyone's pretty exhausted,
I'm sure. What's on the agenda for tonight, or just sleep?
Yeah, sleep is pretty much on the agenda. Everyone's exhausted. We're going to do a braai now. We've got all the food and the meat and the logistics to make sure that everything is kept fresh throughout these days, with dry ice that is gotten early Sunday morning. So we're going to do a braai. I have trigger videos that deal with human issues, aspirations, dreams, falling and lifting, things that affect every single human being in this world. And after a few trigger little videos, we inspire discussion, and everyone has their own personal experience, message, personality, and that gets shared and becomes a discussion bigger than an individual could ever do.
Anything surprising, or maybe even a breakthrough moment, that you could share with us from previous events?
I think one of the breakthrough moments I see is that when you're dealing with kids who are, or young students, young men who are grade 11 students, there's a lot of passion in a teenager, and there's a lot of push to get and to achieve and to do the things we want to do. And initially, on the first day, there's a lot of pushing and persevering that relates to what I can get for myself, what's in it for me. So people are pushing to get first, to get first. And then you see a day or two into the event, and what people are pushing for is to be able to give, to be the one that is able to share and to hand out the stationery and hand out the goodies and the gifts and the refreshments that we brought. So that is, I think, a breakthrough moment, when somebody suddenly feels so strongly that we are better off and more enriched by giving than by getting.
And Rabbi, last question, what's on the agenda for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we leave early morning all the way through Newcastle, past the coal industry, and then down to Ladysmith. We end the day at an orphanage, a very beautifully well-run orphanage, with very unfortunate kids, children who don't even have family to be around them. And we bring a lot of cheer and a lot of joy, and that's a high point on which we end the day tomorrow. And the similarly, on the ride down to Durban, which is the comrades route, we stop at a school called Etem Berni, which is a school for special needs. And there too, we bring supplies and gifts, and we dance and sing together and just bring cheer to the faces of the students we're visiting, and much more so to ourselves in realizing how beautiful it is to be able to give.
Rabbi Dovid has done well. If possible, we'd love to chat with you tomorrow. We'll see how your day pans out, but we'll definitely be thinking of you all as you do this Cycle Live ride. What an amazing initiative. What a unique experience, and what a meaningful contribution. Thank you so much, and get some sleep tonight.